Hello.
Hey, Rambo.
All
ooh, good? I'm excited about this one.
Epstein.
Oh, the boogeyman. He's the boogeyman in the closet, boogeyman under the bed, you know.
Yeah, it's been popping up with the Jizz Lane.
Yeah, her trial starts the 29th.
29.
We have yet to see hide nor hair of her. We have yet to see any photographic proof that Ghislaine Maxwell has been incarcerated, is in jail, is there, exists. You know, we haven't seen it. You know, we got to see every single moment of the minutia of the Kyle Rittenhouse case. We got to see so much of him and everything. Like,
everyone's just saying, oh, that's federal and this one's, you know,
state and local, own jurisdiction. Absolutely. So
But this is like supposedly the biggest trafficking case
this
ever.
Would be, you know, like, should be, yeah. And her indictment charges,
it's those court sketches that get me, what they keep giving us.
They're always purple. First of all, they're always purple. And you know, like, who's doing that?
Show the drama. I just looked, why did they do court sketches in 2021? And they said the description is to show the drama and the theatrics, you know.
Yeah.
And Jimbo and we used to look at the pictures of her, and they all look like Madame Tussauds. There's like wax dolls, some of them, don't they? Do you know of her?
That's the heart of it.
Always, you know? Purple.
And always CGI looking, always purple, always with a dead stare.
A couple of videos of her, like at doing one stands out, and it's like she's doing like a speech, and she's just robotic. It's like robotic movement. And it reminded me of that Sophia, this Sophia.
With the back of her head off, but yeah,
maybe
totally.
The movements of that were based, the CGI movements of her was based off that or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It's something,
you know,
just looks robotic.
It hits everything. It hits everything that we ever talk about. Like, how do these people exist? If they don't exist, we're going to go ahead and go out on the limb and say, starting with, let's just start with Ghislaine since we're talking about her. I don't believe that Ghislaine Maxwell actually exists. Just like we cast our eye of suspicion on so many celebrities, celebrity is everything. Celebrity is anything that captures our eye. Celebrity is a star that burns brighter than the others, that twinkles in the sky bright enough to capture our attention. That's what these things do. They're trying to capture our attention.
Remember that photo of it? And it's even there if you look at Ghislaine's fake photo where she was at the In-N-Out Burger and it wasn't her.
Yes.
And it was like a sister or something like that. They said
she was, yes. And
it was a Photoshop.
It was a very sloppy Photoshop job at best, at most generous. If anything, and people made a big deal about that. People were like, oh, spotted. Ghislaine Maxwell. Look, she's out and about. She can live life on the lam. And she had like a CIA book in her hand or something. It was just so, so, and the photo itself looked.
It's a revelation, I think. I think that's all it is.
I mean, but until you can see it for that, honestly, like you can be on this side, it doesn't look like that. It looks like, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell at In-N-Out. Look at her.
There's another one
life.
That I think is a Photoshop. Well, it is a Photoshop. She's at kind of like a wedding. And that one's been
Chelsea Clinton's wedding. She's like peeking her head out down the
The lighting's just different to everyone else's. The hand, there's like a weird hand near her hand, you know, like whether that is her hand, you can't really, but it's definitely a Photoshop. It's just like her head poking out, ready for these photos that go online.
And you know, you're like, so right.
Yeah. With like Epstein, like they laid the groundwork with him years before, didn't they? With Prince Andrew, like he'd been done before or something. But when all this come up, nobody was searching Jeffrey Epstein before this came up. So the stories were all, in my opinion, the clues was all placed online. It's kind of like
That's an interesting part of Jeffrey Epstein's origin story, is he was never heard of before a Vanity Fair article. Nobody had ever heard of him. Nobody had ever heard of this guy. And then Vanity Fair in the 90s writes an article about this mysterious financier, this globe-trotting financier, Jeffrey Epstein, and everyone wanted to be a part of, everyone wanted to get to know this guy that they had read about in Vanity Fair. His world sounded amazing, and everyone, and then it sounded like all these celebrities were in his orbit because that was what the articles were about. And he was just introduced to the public as this financier, billionaire whiz.
Friend of royalty.
Taught at a school that was run by Bill Barr, our, you know, prosecutor general or whatever, attorney general Bill Barr. His father was a schoolmaster at a very, you know, exclusive private school, quote, all this is air quotes. And Jeffrey Epstein worked at that school as a teacher at that school. That's his backstory.
Yeah. And all his pictures as well, how many Photoshops come out of him? Loads come out.
It's Photoshopped.
Then he's got the template picture of that guy on the note, and he's really similar to the, I see a lot of people putting him, that's this guy on a note.
Andrew Jackson on the 20. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's his template.
That's a template right there.
He sat with, all his pictures are purple as well, but there's one in particular, sat like on a sofa, like a purple sofa.
And there's a circle It's that one that they use for Andrew Jackson, but I'm glad you brought that up real quick before you go. Okay. So that particular image where he's on the purple sofa and there's like that's the one they use for the Andrew Jackson comparison. That is a Disney cruise. Like that is a window. That's a Disney scene. That's like a Disney cruise scene. Like he's in a cruise ship booth on a Disney cruise. Like that is.
Then you've got that Trump in his bright pink tie, like the chaos. He's got the bright pink tie on and it's Trump and Epstein, but was this picture online before all this happened? Because I don't believe it was. I think it's literally made for them. Like they bring it up as they're like, look, this was back early in the early 90s or whatever. Trump and Epstein at a party together. Yeah, but it's easily done, do you know?
Yeah, it's easily done. And it could have easily been done back then as a
way. If they're also CGI, like I believe, then... Mm-hmm. It's easily done, you know.
It's easily done.
Put them in a room together.
Technology existed a long time ago. It's not new. What we see as advanced CGI has always existed. It's always been exactly as they want us to see it. It's always been as advanced as they want us to see it. When in reality, it's actually existed as like photorealistic. But to us, all we see is this cartoon versioning dripped out over time. But yeah, this ability to create, manufacture an identity.
Samsung Neon.
This is it. Project Neon. Samsung Project Neon.
You get the fake island videos all coming out where it's like, oh, it's made. And then I remember you posting one where the roof had blown off, the dome had blown off.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're telling you it's made out of wood. And then people are going, well, these YouTube videos have like, just where are they from? How do we know they're legit? And the whole point is they're not. It's just the revelation of it's fake. You know, like YouTube is, again, I said it, it's like presetting the phone to give, like it's for you. It is for you to brainwash you.
YouTube. You know? Yeah.
So
all these inputs.
All these revelations, everything's fake. And then it gets that legal person, the natural person was just like the nail in the non-existent coffin for me.
You know, that's it too. That's a foundation. That's like the cornerstone, keystone of this whole thing is, okay, so we talked about how does a fake person exist on screen? Would one exist? Hey, oh, I met Bill Gates one day. How would that work? You know, it's like, okay, well, if it's on screen, it's pixel based. And here's all the ways it could be pixel based. We've got all these sophisticated rendering engines that can create this, can swap things out, create identities left and right. Basically, anything you want to see can be created from the ground up on a screen to look the exact fidelity as the creator wants it to be seen at. Like we could recreate the Zapruder film with pixels today, and it would look like the Zapruder film. These things can be created. And the other side of that is, okay, so we know like all these, if it's in person, it's wigs and makeup and Hollywood theatrics. On the other side, it's other Hollywood theatrics, but like
behind the screen. You
know, behind the screen.
Hollywood magic.
And then what's the other arm of this? What's the other prong? It's the legal system the legal system allows, exists for the creation and supplantation and support of these types of entities that do not exist in real life, just have a, let's call it a shell. Let's call it a persona, a shell. We know shell companies exist. Let's adopt the same understanding we have for shell companies. We know what that is. We know it's a company that only exists on paper. It may look like it exists, may have a cool website, you know, it may have like some actual storefronts. It may have some things that make it appear very, very real and transactional, but in reality, it's just an on-paper company to pass data, and by data, like dollars, pass currency through to pass data packets through. And
so, you know, basically, like, yeah. Epstein is a company.
A shell. He's a shell. Yeah. He's a shell
as individual. A person disguised as a person.
It's called legal person. That's what you call. It's called legal person versus natural person. Natural person is anyone who's human born. You and me. We come out of the womb. Here we go. Legal person doesn't have to exist at all. It only exists on paper, and it can be supported in any in whatever way. A natural person. Even by government,
it says.
Even by government. And a natural person can become a face of a legal person entity. Like, it could. Like, I mean, theoretically, I guess I could, like, create.
That's why we can't see anybody in court, because there's nobody in court.
There's nobody really behind. There's no really. Yeah, they're just. These people really just exist. Jizz Lane Maxwell. I mean, God, for someone involved in sex trafficking.
Like, a question I get asked a lot is, like, what? Like, through our eyes now, what would the answer be to it? Why would they do it all? Why would they fake all this? And there's a few reasons why.
Yeah, in the system set up this way.
It could just be set up because our life is a movie. That could be a part of it. Or it could be there is bigger whatever behind it. Do you know, like, looking at things, could be... more higher ups behind it, and it's more of a revelation again. Do you know?
I'm with you. Okay. Yeah.
It is happening, but it's above, do you know, above what we're seeing on the front. Because,
God,
like,
is that you?
So, yeah. So they say she was like, a Mossad agent, a secret agent. A secret agent would not be outed by the media. Like,
I know.
Only the decoy would.
Only a decoy would be given a fake ass cover story. Like that. Oh, remember when Ghislaine Maxwell was also like a deep sea diver? Like, she was, she had like Ghislaine her Maxwell aquatics license.
And you've got, and what we got, Virginia.
Virginia. Virginia was time. And she looked like Miss Piggy, which is kind of like a throwback to the cartoon sex piggy from our childhood. Yeah, very strange. All the characters in this Jeffrey Epstein tableau are so well designed.
They have so many connections. They're everywhere. They're billionaires. But as you've said before, why do we only get the same old pictures and videos? It's the same old.
They can't really, like, okay, so maybe
it was nothing new.
Okay, I believe Kyle Rittenhouse is just as false and fabricated of a truth. That as Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein, but I think they're supported maybe by a different, like, buttress. You know, I think that maybe Kyle Rittenhouse was a real person, actor in the flesh sort of thing. But honestly, for Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, I think they've never existed to anyone in the flesh. I think that they are purely digital, and they exist in a purely digital world, and everyone who touches their purely digital world is also a character.
And it's Bill Clinton, kind of linked to a
Bill
lot
Clinton
of stuff.
Bill Clinton flew on that jet 52 times or whatever, 26 times. Bill Clinton was on the jet.
The list. He's a character. What about the list of the people on the list? The flight logs.
Actors,
every single one of them is an
actor. It's just pixels on a page. It's just handwriting. It's just handwriting. It doesn't mean anything. It's not like official documentation.
When you look at the story, it links to Hollywood. It links to politics. It links to...
Everybody. All the characters.
Everything. Yeah, everything that it could link to, it does. It, like, law side, I think.
It's Epstein could be a central node explosion, implosion. If you can prove that Epstein is null, if you can prove that Epstein, not that he's evil, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that. If not that he's good, evil, guilty, not guilty. We're not talking about that at all. If you can prove Jeffrey Epstein is a null point, invalid, zero, like not just zero, but almost like empty in such a strong way, I think he can bring the whole house of cards down. I think that it could. Like everybody in his whole universe, we talk about the Stephen Hawking was like on his yacht or something, yeah. You know, or like
you can put anyone on there. And I've always used to think as well, what if they used to say like, oh, he blackmails Pete, he was a blackmailer wanted, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if his image and his pixels are a blackmailer? So they're basically saying to other people, I'll put, basically you do this or you get put in a picture with
Epstein. You get put in a picture with Epstein. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. Yeah, I could totally see that as that. Again, he doesn't have to actually exist
for you got it with Piers Morgan as well, didn't we?
And that would make more sense of him as a company. Like Jeffrey Epstein is an actual legal person, as in a corporation, like
nobody's ever met him.
Nobody's ever met him. But like people have, he is involved in transactions, can be involved in transactions, can be involved
all,
in everything.
Yeah, in everything. He can, he's as real as me and you on paper. Isn't he? Like as in court, yeah. He's the same. Everything yeah. can be the same, really, only he's not in flesh.
Absolutely. And if someone has gone through the procedures of getting to this point, let's just assume if you've even gone through the procedures of getting to this point where you have set up a straw man legal person versus a natural born person. You've set up this whole entity. You are a slick Rick and you know what you're doing and you know the legal system and you will be, you can actually operate. Like there's so much you can, it's weird.
You owned all these properties, islands, 33,000 acre islands.
Yeah, these aren't even hard processes to pull off. Or
should I say.
Yeah,
33,000 acres.
The Laurel Ranch won the lottery. Like,
yeah, so he won the lottery twice, the guy.
Something ridiculous, yeah.
Epstein win it twice or something like that. But yeah, so that could be, looking at from another point of view, is that could be, there is a group of people that are running things through the Epstein name. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, a whole enterprise. That's exactly why you even set up this.
That's all he is. That's why, that's all he is. Just the company. And now they're just basically folded the company. And then they put out the viral word of that, like, Epstein didn't kill himself. That was viral. It still probably is.
Everybody knows that Epstein didn't kill himself.
Epstein was never alive. That's the trick. It's like a trick why that was viral, in my opinion.
I think that was one of those little wink winks. Epstein didn't kill himself. He really didn't, because there is no Jeffrey Epstein. That is why it's like those, if you just have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and it kind of takes a revolutionary radical readjusting of your eyes and relearning how to hear and what to listen for. They tell us this, they tell us everything.
Like when he died, didn't the gym, when he was like pretty much showing us in the news, the ears are different from the body.
He's on that stretcher and he has like purple, his face was purple, obviously. And he did, his ears was different and his nose was different. And he kind of looked like Anthony Bourdain. And there was,
and he was
just
like six, they blatantly tell you he's 6'3" and he hung from a 6-foot bed. And that John McAfee guy, he tweeted this ages ago, like, how could a 6'3" guy or something, how could a 6'3" guy hang himself from a 6-foot bed? And isn't that what happened to him? Do you know, like, and he is the exact same height as Epstein. John McAfee is the exact same height.
There were
height
so many strange similarities between those two character cats. You know, McAfee is another, let's save McAfee for another time, because have a really interesting, a software pioneer, quote unquote.
Interacted with me once. That John McAfee profile commented what? On. I commented right. on his post, and he commented back to my. He replied to
you
me.
Remember exactly
time.
What he said?
No, it was just something like. I think it was like, just something
yeah,
simple.
Man.
yeah.
That's back when you were getting all those blue check marks interacting with you in a really major way. Yeah. I remember that. Interesting time.
I'd like to talk about that another time as well. But
yeah, let's pin that. Put a pin in that, Rambo. We'll put a pin in that one. What else on Epstein? Hold on. Before
the baby teeth. Do you remember like the picture of the baby teeth and like
you mentioned that. You mentioned the baby teeth. You mentioned the pink tie. You mentioned the pink tie, that picture. We all know the picture of Trump wearing a pink tie. They're in like some little party dancing room, and like some cocktails party, you know? And Epstein is smiling this grotesquely wide smile, deep and severe. And he has about 1,000 baby teeth in his mouth. So many teeth. Okay, this is kind of funny though, because how many times have we sent something to each other being like, there's too many teeth in that mouth?
Yeah.
You know, like there's just enough. Or they're totally missing teeth. That's the other thing too. That's the other part of the CGI. Oh, that's such an interesting flip of the coin. They're either missing teeth completely, like they're all of a sudden their top teeth will disappear and you're like, what happened to the top row of teeth in your mouth there for a second, bud? Or, you know, or they'll have all, like Epstein in this case, he had just like these tiny little, this way too many teeth in a weird size. And he was like smiling, grinning ear to ear. And it just was one of these like
horrifying.
It was horrifying. Reminds me of your penguin mouth picture. Oh, if you haven't Googled that yet. Okay. Don't even go there. We're too close to Thanksgiving.
The baby teeth, but that Trump picture, that's one that comes up quite a lot, and it's just for me, it's just staged like they all are.
People are like, oh, but Trump's part of his posse too. It's like, yeah, they're all on stage, they're all performing. You got it. Say that again. They're all
performing on stage. Yeah, that's it.
Amen. That's it. That is it. They're all performers on the world stage. Anyone on that level, I mean,
and you get the little videos, really, remember the little videos from, this is another one, the little videos from Epstein Island where it's like, you got a little blurry footage of kids who couldn't see anything. It's kind of like, leave it.
CCTV.
Yeah.
That CCTV.
Leaving it for the imagination.
This is back to the Q. Okay, so, ooh, okay, this is a whole other can of worms. Okay, you want to talk about Q Epstein for a second? I mean, that's a big part of it too. Okay. Well, So I feel like Epstein was a linchpin inside of Q that for me, it shows what Q was. Like there was so much unreal information, but also some like really deep kernels of truth. But the unreal information, the deep kernels of truth would one day show you, oh, we were just showing you really how fake everything was. And I think Q's fascination and focus on Epstein in Epstein Island, and that's where we saw the CCTV footage of where it looked like it was like people eating babies and Hillary potentially there and like all these different random rooms and dungeons. But people went in depth doing all sorts of like showing you what it could be. There was lots of that, so you could really paint a picture in your mind. Again, I think that's ultimately what they want to do, is just paint all these pictures in our mind. Doesn't need a real source route. Oh, that goes back to this whole idea. My favorite source material is Simulacra and Simulation. And it talks all about how a simulation is something that's built on something real. Like I'm going to simulate real life. Simulacra is when they make us do real things based on their fakery. And they implant fakery in our mind and supplant fakery and fake. Again, they want us to reflect the project. It all goes back to the reflecting the project. And so much of what Jeffrey Epstein, so much of what all the Lucy stories go down is trying to paint these pictures in our mind. Anyway, so I think, but Q was something where if you were following Q and you were, you know, you could point to that and go, look, Epstein's being arrested. Q's been talking about this. Epstein's now being arrested for child for like inappropriate stuff with girls. Oh, now Epstein's dead. Epstein didn't kill himself, you know, and it's like, oh, Q's been right this whole time. It was this way to like ping pong, like punt the ultimate truth down so far that people couldn't see it because it seemed so real. And it was, and like,
it leaves you on the thinking news. Like, there's still something to hide, because did he kill himself? Didn't he kill himself? You know, they've left it open.
100%. It's, like an open, it's only
mystery, it's, at the end.
It's one of those unhealed.
If you can't see, it's a story.
Open wounds on society, yeah. Just like JonBenet Ramsey. 25 years on, she's still unsolved. Why? She didn't exist.
What would you bet they're gonna do? Like the final one now with Ghislaine, is she gonna not kill herself or what?
When are they gonna show us Ghislaine? Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, when are we gonna see Ghislaine Maxwell
kill herself? That'd be another.
You know, she can't render herself. I mean, I don't know. We're gonna see some more courtroom sketches. That's for certain. They've already given us like 12. We've already gotten so many sketches. Show us a picture.
It needs to be on.
It needs to be holding today's newspaper.
Yeah.
She needs to be wearing a Realize Radio T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
some life in them eyes.
By the way, speaking of, I just said T-shirt, but we actually do have a T-shirt, and it goes out to anybody on the gratitude attitude level, and then we got a sticker for everybody else. But that's going to be rolling out. So if you're with us for 3 months, you get a sticker. And if you're at the gratitude attitude level, you get a T-shirt, a Realize Radio little merch. That was something that was part of Patreon. So I thought that was really cool. So this is breaking news, everyone. It's not really news. It's not really new news, but I thought it would be good to break. Back to Epstein. We'll shut this down. You know, I want to talk about it again. I want to talk about,
because I want to come back to it after this trial or on the during the trial and see what's going on.
I think this was a good little primer leading into the trial. Yeah. Okay.
Like a quick refresher. It was a little refresher on, like, because Epstein's been dragged through everywhere, hasn't it? But
I mean, it was such a big thing. But that was what, 2017, 2018. That's when and then 2019 is when he didn't kill himself, or, you know, I'm not even sure on these, No, it wasn't in Corona. It's fuzzy. Her drama was all July. During Corona. Yeah. Her drama was all during Corona. But he was July 19. Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, leading up to that, 2017, 2018, he was such a big part of the narrative discussion. Just go back. What I would recommend,
it's got the
honestly,
royalty goes in. So he's linked to Prince Andrew, the royals. He's linked to
Bill Gates. We love him.
What's that guy called? Wes Lex? Is it Lexner?
Lex. I want to say Lex Luthor. Lex Wexner. He was Victoria's Secret. Oh, he's a character too. I absolutely believe he does not exist.
So all those links, including Q as well. So then he's got links to Trump. He's got links to Biden. Biden supposedly have the other island or something like that. You know,
I've never done this, but I want to give some homework. If you're still listening, you really love us. Thank you so much. I want to give some homework. Look for the very, actually, I'm going to post these links. So homework is look at the links I post, but I'm going to post the Vanity Fair article, the very first one about him. That's like, ooh, who's this new cat on the scene? He's so cool and so mysterious. And that's like that was his introduction to us. I'm going to post that. And then I think, like, maybe I'll post a couple more articles just from, like, maybe the New York Times or just other little sources about
some stuff on legal person v natural person.
But I think it's also interesting to just remind yourself of what was being reported in the mainstream, how the story was being cooked up, spun, even the QAnon connections, like
Netflix,
the mainstream
documentary.
Oh, the Netflix documentary. Okay. Again, about that, I think that's actually great that you brought that up, and you probably should watch that to refresh. One thing that I want to keep in mind is these documentaries are where they introduce never, quote unquote, never before seen footage. And what that means is never before existing footage. It's where the life becomes more lifelike. When before, like Jeffrey Epstein, the only footage that ever existed of him was him smiling like an idiot, like a Cheshire cat at, you know, with a million teeth with Donald Trump. And also, oh my gosh, my dog's just now starting to do a squeak toy. We'll wrap this up real quick.
Hey, no, not right now. Mm-mm.
And now I'm the little one's on him anyway. Okay. But then the other footage was him at a deposition where he was being grilled by the guy asking him about his egg-shaped penis. And he was like, that's it. No more. And that's all. That's all we had seen of him.
10-second clip. What it is.
Yes. Both of them. Both of them were 10-second clips. We really had nothing. And both of those were easy. And now that we know what can be done in CGI today, and knowing that anything done today was also doable then, because that's how it goes, folks. It's starting to look unreal. I think it's really starting to look unreal. Oh, in the picture of him and Ghislaine with the missing foot, where they're strolling through. There's a famous image. Oh, and this can. Oh my God, this connects to the penguins and everything too. Okay, there's a famous image of Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell strolling through a movie theater. And they're at a movie premiere of Batman Returns, which is the Batman where the penguins are, like the that we just talked about in the penguin episode. And in this photograph, they're both missing a foot, which is what we've been talking about lately with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial missing foot. Same
movement.
We're doing the exact, they're in lockstep literally, and they're both missing a foot. And that's, you know, we talk about right now, Biden missing a foot and Kyle Rittenhouse trial, that one guy in the background starts to, his foot goes away. So that's like, it's all coming together again. I don't know. I mean, there's just, it's circling. It seems to be circling in a really interesting way. All these things that we've been talking about are now like connecting back again in the, of course, Ghislaine Maxwell has been on the back burner until
it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, even though we know it's fake, I'm going to keep a close eye on the whole court situation anyway.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if they let us
all over that one,
watch the sketching in progress, we'll be up to date in no time. I mean, that's what we've gotten from her. Like, just give us a Zoom chat. Just have her come on Realize Radio. Just come on Zoom. Yeah, I don't know. Like, are we going to get anything from that? Are we going to get any photo of her doing anything? I mean, even going to the courtroom, nobody's snapped a picture. Nobody's been outside. Oh, yeah, and you know who else is on? Okay, I want to do one on Elizabeth Holmes. Everyone, I'm giving myself homework. Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos, the bad blood, the blood billion-dollar company that was proven to have like absolutely zero technology and built on total quicksand, invisible, like a mirage in the desert. I'm going to do one on that. Like, it all connects, y'all. All these things are on trial right now. All these fakeries are on trial right now. This is revelations. You said that at the top. You came hot with that. It's revelation. These are revelations. Okay, well, this is good. Thanks, Rambo. That was fun. It's a good one.
See you soon.
All right, see you soon.